Hi there. I am Mark Swallow, and I am glad you are joining me for today's edition of the Definition Podcast. Let's get started. Good morning and good evening. As you know, if you've been with us, we have highlighted in our reflections on Romans 1 this phrase in verse 5, the obedience of faith. And thus far, I've given you three insights. First, obedience and faith are inseparable, identical twins. They always go together, and we cannot tell them apart. Second, for the Apostle Paul, the obedience of faith is important, and we will see why. And third, we have defined faith for the purposes of our current discussion. Here again is that definition. Faith is trusting in the person of Christ and the ministry of Christ to forgive you of sin, to make you righteous, and to welcome you into eternal life with Him forever in heaven. Do you have this faith in the Lord Jesus Christ? Many people will say, yes. Many people. In particular, religious people will say, oh yes, I have faith. Even more specifically, men and women who listen to Christian radio and Christian podcasts are regularly in hearty agreement. I am definitely a person of faith, they say. But these same people do not live like they have personal faith in the person and ministry of Jesus Christ. And why is that? It is because they do not have the obedience of faith. While they use their words to say, I am a person of faith, they do not live obeying the commands of Jesus Christ. There are people like this in every church. This is very common. All across Boston and Massachusetts, clear through the rest of New England and throughout the world, wherever you live, we hear the religious. We hear the quote-unquote people of faith speak out. But how do those who claim faith actually then live? It is somewhat easy to say, oh, I have faith in Jesus. I believe in Him. Ah, but then do you obey the commands that He has for you? Is there evidence of obedience to Jesus in this faith you claim? The Bible is clear. Genuine faith in Jesus Christ is verified in obedience to Jesus Christ. If I really trust in the person and ministry of Christ to forgive me my sins, to make His righteousness my righteousness, and to believe that He will one day welcome me into His heaven, if I possess genuine faith, then I will be obedient to Jesus as the Lord, the ruler, the master, the king of my life. I will live in submission to Jesus Christ alone. Whereas, if I only say I am a person of faith, but do not verify that faith with obedience, then I do not have faith that forgives sin, faith that makes Christ's righteousness my righteousness, and faith that grants me a warm welcome into eternal life in heaven. I told you this was serious. What we are dealing with here in the obedience of faith deserves rapt attention. And I want to use another analogy tomorrow, one that I think can help us understand this better. So join me again for the Friday edition of Definition. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Definition Podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.